Well, that was a great experience over at Millennium Park in Chicago doing the evangelization and crowd contact. That was a wonderful experience. I look forward to hearing the reports tomorrow morning. So, Peter asked me today to speak on the topic of attracting and keeping young people in the Legion, our future. And I do want to start out with a true story that occurred in Ireland, down near Cork. There were a group of junior legionaries that decided to do some recruiting at an ordination. So after the ordination mass, they all stood on the steps of the cathedral and greeted people as they came out and tried to sign up active members. And so a little junior legionary named Paul, he was about 10 years old, he approached an old man and he said to him, "Sir, excuse me, would you like to become an auxiliary member of the Legion of Mary?" And the fellow said, "Why can't I become an active member?" And the little junior legionary says, "Because you're too old." And the man said, "My name is Mr. Frank Duff." And Frank Duff got a big kick out of that. He said that occurred on his 80th birthday. And he always enjoyed telling that story. So we're never too old to join the Legion. But we're going to start really talking, and I'll give you a chance to ask hopefully lots of questions. We're going to talk about trying to attract and keep young people in the Legion. Now, there are different categories of young people. You have the juniors, which would be ages about 8 until, let's say, about age 12. Then you have the intermediate, that would be your high school, about age 13 to 17. And then we have to talk about college age Presidia, how to get Presidia for the college students. And then you have your young adults, that would be, let's say, ages 25 to 40, let's say. So we need more young adult legionaries, they're the future. And then, of course, we even need more legionaries in their 40s and 50s, right? Wouldn't that be great? Because they will be with us a good, 20, 30 years serving the Lord. So let's start for a few moments and first start with the juniors. We tend to start the children at 8 years old after they make First Holy Communion is when we encourage them to join the Legion. Now, there's three categories for juniors. You could have, let's say, a public school presidium. This would be kids that would be in CCD. And these are kids that, let's say, attend public school and they have 1 hour of religious education a week. They go to CCD. So how do you get them in the Legion? Well, you have to go to their CCD classes. You have to get permission of the DRE or the pastor or the teacher to go in and to speak at their CCD class. And I would recommend start in second grade or third grade. Try to just start there. Because once you get the kids in at that age, hopefully they'll continue through fourth, fifth, sixth, etc. It is more challenging to go in at, let's say, seventh grade or eighth grade or high school. It's better to start them young when they get the graces of their first confession, the graces of their first communion. And a good way to do it is when you go in, you give out miraculous medals to all the kids and tell the story of the miraculous medal. And then you want to tell them about Edel Quinn. And because kids are very idealistic, the idea of going to Africa and being a missionary. It's a great story. Edel Quinn loved music and dancing. She can really relate to the kids and to the teenagers. So that's one way to start. And one thing my sister did when she would give these talks, she would pass out a 3x5 card to each of the children. Everybody would write down their name, and they would say, yes, you're interested, or no, they're not interested in learning more about the Legion. So she would get the name and phone number, then she would call their parents and say, your child expressed interest in the Legion of Mary. Then she explained it to the parents, because you got to get the parents on board. You got to get the parents connected and involved in this in the Legion. So that's one way to do it, through CCD. Well, what about the Catholic schools? That's another category of kids that are the young ones. Well, you go to Catholic school, and again, you have to get permission of the principal and the teacher. But again, after they make First Communion, go right into second grade, third grade, fourth grade, and make the talk. Explain what the Legion is, give everybody miraculous medals, maybe holy cards and pictures of our Blessed Mother. And then, so Catholic schools are a great way to do it. Now, when do you have the meetings? Well, for the CCD kids, it could be Saturday mornings might be a good time. Or on Catholic schools, right after class. Let's say 3 o'clock, 3:30, right after school. The meeting takes about an hour, hour and 15 minutes. They can have the meeting right afterwards. And sometimes a lot of groups go right from school to their assignment. And that way it's all done on the same day. So you have your meeting, and then you go right to the nursing home, or right to visit some of the shut-ins. Or maybe once a month we have the kids make rosaries. If it's difficult to take them out on a regular assignment. The key, though, is to get as much personal contact as possible. Kids, you know, if you make rosaries every week, they're going to lose interest. You have to switch it up, have them go visit nursing homes, shut-ins, maybe making rosary once a month or twice a month at the most is okay. A lot of times, you know, you can get supplies and put miraculous medals together. There's other kinds of works, folding pamphlets. But again, that should be maybe once a month or twice a month at the most. Well, then the third group of kids that are very good in the Junior Legion are the homeschooling families. And this is the future of the Legion in America. It really is. The future of the Junior Legion, I believe, is the homeschooling families. You'll see them usually at daily mass. They get the mom there with all the kids. So talk to the mom, explain the Legion. And usually the moms are very interested and willing to have the kids learn more about the Blessed Mother. Usually they're homeschooling because they want a good Catholic education for their children. They also like the idea of getting the kids to meet other kids. Socialization is a great plus. And then getting the kids to visit the elderly, the nursing homes, and the shut-ins, and doing things like that, and making rosaries. The parents are usually very much in favor of that. And with the juniors, that meeting can be during the day. If it's a homeschooling presidium, it could be after the morning mass, at 9 o'clock mass. It could be, let's say, at 10 o'clock, a presidium meeting. One of the things that we've tried to do again is to get the parents involved. And one thing we did in my last parish was to start a presidium of the moms of the kids. So at the same time the kids were meeting, the moms met at the same time. And this worked out very well. It was like Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock. So this way you could get CCD kids, Catholic school kids, and homeschooling kids. So if it's 4 o'clock at the church, that worked out very well. And the moms, most of them, a lot of them are homeschooling, others have their kids in Catholic school or CCD, they would come and they would bring the little ones, ages, let's say, 8 to 12, they would be in one room for one presidium. Their teenagers would be in another room for their presidium, and the moms would be in another room with the mom's presidium. So when you get families involved, that's the key, is get families involved because everybody shows up together. The mom's in one room, and usually the moms have the babies with them and the little toddlers with them. So that can be a noisy presidium, okay? Because the moms do have the babies and the little ones. But it's still good because once their kids get older, then they move into the juniors, then they move into the intermediates, and then, God willing, into the seniors after that. So then we have what's called the intermediate presidium. These would be teenagers, ages, let's say, 13 to 17. How do you get them? Well, you have to go to the youth group. You have to talk to the youth minister. Get the youth minister interested and learn about the Legion. And maybe they'll let you come in and speak at the youth group and talk to the kids. And again, give everybody miraculous medals. Tell them that, you know, a little bit about the Legion or what we do. Always remember that the purpose of the Legion, tell them, is to become a saint, to get to heaven, to become holy, and then to help save souls, evangelization. You can boil the Legion down to those two ideas, holiness and evangelization. Becoming a saint and saving souls, that's what it's all about. Father Bradshaw always said, tell the children about China, about the persecution of the church in China, how these teenagers made the consecration. Many of them were arrested for their Catholic faith and spent 20, 30, 40 years in prison because of their commitment to Christ, the Church, and the Legion. So again, it's very inspiring to share stories with them about the Chinese legionaries and how much they sacrificed to be able to be a member of the Legion of Mary. They could have walked out of prison just like that if they renounced their Legion membership, but they didn't. Again, tell them about Edel Quinn. Give them the holy card of Edel Quinn. And tell them about how much she loved music and dancing. She loved sports, tennis, and so she's a great role model for the young people. So try to speak in their youth group and talk to them about that. Maybe going into some of the Catholic high schools and talking to the kids there. But always start out with the Miraculous Medal and give everybody, you know, a good pamphlet about the Legion and what it does, the Holy Card of Edel Quinn, and try to get them to sign up. Just a word now about College Presidia. This is a great opportunity we have. For example, we have the Legion 25 years now at Christendom College, Thomas Aquinas College in California, Mount St. Mary's College in Emmitsburg, Maryland, and there's many other colleges that do have the Legion. And it is challenging on a college campus, but again, it's worth trying at different college campuses and universities. There's a growing movement on college campuses now called FOCUS, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, started by Curtis Martin and Scott Hahn. And on these universities and college campuses, there's usually now 15 to 20 Bible studies with 5 to 10 kids each. And they're Catholic kids studying the Bible. So they've gotten the foot in the door in these universities. So if you can connect with your FOCUS missionaries and explain the Legion, because FOCUS will primarily do Bible studies, but they do want, you know, some of the kids to do pro-life work, others will teach CCD, others could join the Legion. But what about the young adults, ages 25 to 30? The goal, of course, would be to try to get young adults into the Legion. You can do that in one of two ways. You can invite them to your own presidium, or you can try to get a few together and start their own young adult presidium. This tends to work very well. And the best places to find the young adults that would be open to this, of course, would be at daily Mass. Any of them that you see after Mass, just go up and approach them. See, if you can go to Millennium Park and approach strangers, you can certainly approach a fellow Catholic in the Catholic Church after daily Mass in the vestibule. So get them on the way out of Mass. Introduce yourself and get to know them, and then invite them to the Legion, and hopefully they would come if you give them a personal invitation. Another great place is on Saturday afternoons after confession. You know, confessions are, let's say, 4 to 5 on Saturday. Just hang out in the vestibule when people are leaving church. When people are leaving, don't talk to them on the way in because they have a lot in their mind. But on the way out, they've gone to confession, they've got lots of graces, so that's when to talk to people. If you're going to do recruiting, just hang out in the vestibule and talk to people who are leaving after they've gone to confession, because their hearts are open to God's grace at that point. Another great thing is around the country is Theology on Tap. Do you guys have that? I think it actually started in Chicago. Theology on Tap. Sometimes you'll get 50 to even 200 young adults at a bar, a restaurant, a bar, and they'll have priests and nuns give talks about the Catholic faith. Work the crowd. You can go there and just look for the young adults and meet them. And there's another group, I think it's called God and Guinness, right? God and Guinness, have you heard about that? Same thing, just like Theology on Tap. They get together, have theological talks, but if you're going to get young adults in the Legion, just find out when the Theology on Tap is, when the God and Guinness talks are. Show up, listen to the talk, you know, get yourself a Guinness, get yourself a beer, and just introduce yourself to the young adults. And don't worry if you're a lot older than they are, because you can become their mentor and you can become their role model. An example, we had a legionary who just passed away last month, age 86. Her name was Pat DeSimone. She was in the Legion for 40 or 50 years. And she had a special apostolate to young adults. She would meet young adults, maybe at daily Mass, and befriend them, and she would keep in touch with them. She would write them letters when they went off to college. She would get together with them and take them out for lunch, and she got a lot of them in the Legion. And she was doing this when she was in her 60s and 70s and early 80s. So you can become a mentor. Now, they might become your tormentor, but you'll become their mentor. Now, what about people in their 40s and 50s? Again, this is the, we need them, because throughout the United States, the Legion is getting older in many parts of the country. Now, of course, the great, you know, encouragement is when you read about what's happening in Korea, the Philippines, Africa, I mean, with the tens of thousands of legionaries in these countries, many of them young and young adults. But in our country, it's a challenge, it's a struggle. But again, look for the people that come to daily Mass, look for the people on the Way of Life Confessions on Saturdays. So those are just a few tips. Now, as far as how to keep the young adults in the Legion, again, befriend them, get to know them, and you can become a role model for them, a mentor for them, and either try to start their own young adult presidium or just get them into your presidium and do work with them. What I have found, again, tonight I'll be talking more about recruiting and evangelization, so I don't want to get into that yet. But one of the big challenges, of course, before we have give you a chance to ask questions, which I think could be the most helpful part of this, is to just give you some suggestions on how to interest priests in the Legion. Okay? Because that would help a lot. Wouldn't it? How many of you would like to see your priests more involved in the Legion? Well, actually, I gave a whole CD, a whole talk once called 21 Ways to Interest Priests in the Legion. So let me give you a little summary of that right now. I do have a CD on it. If you pick up the brochure, you can order it and they can mail it to you. So it would be just don't let the priest listen to it, okay? Because they'll give away the strategies. So these are techniques for you to use to try to get the priest more interested in the Legion. And number one is bribery, okay? Take them out for lunch, take them out for dinner. If they like chocolate chip cookies, bake them their favorite chocolate chip cookies. You know, give them tickets to the baseball game or the football game. It does help, doesn't it, Monsignor? Yes, it does, right. So it is a little bit of a joke, but there's a lot of truth to it as well. So what you want to do is to, really to do things like that, to get a group and just take them to their favorite lunch place or take them out for dinner. If you know that they do like brownies or cookies, just bake them, you know, a good batch of cookies, you know, as a gift. And see, it's the way to their heart sometimes, right? Doing acts of kindness. Be supportive. Give them lots of encouragement and lots of praise. Always be sincere. If they give a nice homily, say, Father, that was a wonderful homily. So, you know, the priests know that you're in the Legion, so always be supportive, always be encouraging, always have a kind word, and be sincere. So again, be nice, be kind, be thoughtful. You'll find out when the priest's anniversary is and send them a ordination anniversary card. And so you can send it from you or from the Legion of Mary. That'd be nice. A spiritual bouquet is nice. If they have a favorite restaurant, you can throw a gift card in there to Outback or some other place. You know, these things help a little bit too. So you want to always have them have a positive perception of the Legion. We don't want to be nagging them all the time or speaking negative. We want to give a positive notion of the Legion in their mind. So you can always be respectful and obedient to them. As Dale Carnegie says, never criticize, condemn, or complain. So don't be a problem person in the parish or in their life. One of my notes says, be normal. Be normal. Priests can get turned off very easily by perception of fanaticism or weirdness or running out after like a lot of unapproved apparitions and things like that. Frank Duff was always leery of things like unapproved apparitions. So just be careful about that. You know, be a good, holy layman or laywoman. At your meetings, make sure your presidium meetings are bright and cheerful. Always have a positive attitude. Never speak negatively about the pastor or the priest when they're there, especially when they're not there, because the word always gets out. I've heard of presidia where, you know, they've had guests at the meeting and they've said negative things about the pastor and the guests feel very uncomfortable and they never come back. So just be very careful about that. course, follow the Legion system with the proper spirit. Make sure that your reports are not too long or too short. You know, run a good meeting that is bright and cheerful. Again, do the work that the pastor wants you to do. Become the extension of the priest. Be a big help. A lot of the priests are so blessed to have the Legion because of all the work it does. It doesn't cost the parish any money. It's free. It's a great service to the parish, whether it be a setting up at the nursing home for when he comes in to say Mass, or leading the rosary at nursing homes, visiting new parishioners, doing a free parish census for them, doing the home visitation, welcoming new parishioners. There's all sorts of great things that can be done. And then when you do your work, always do your work in an excellent way. Make your pastor proud that you're out there representing him when you knock on the door. Also lead holy and edifying lives. Your example will inspire him. All of you are examples for the priests that are here. Each of us are always so inspired to be around good lay people like yourselves that are striving for holiness, living good lives and edifying lives. Your example will edify the priests. And when you recruit, obviously, legionaries, don't leave it up to the priest to do all the recruiting. You know, sometimes in my presidy, they say, Father, how many recruiting contacts did you have this week? And I usually try to invite at least two or three people every week to the Legion. But don't leave it all just up to the priest. Make sure that you're inviting people to the Legion as well. We'll go into that more tonight. And I would also recommend trying to establish a presidium in the seminary, because the seminarians are very idealistic and they really have this great desire to save souls. So if you can get them convinced of the beauty of the Legion as a seminarian, it can go a long way. We have the Legion at Mount St. Mary's, at St. Charles in Philadelphia, many other seminaries, and Holy Apostles, I think Dunwoody, many other seminaries. So if you get in the seminary, you'll be shaping future priests that will be able to help the church for the next 50 years. You might be able to go in and speak to the seminarians. Maybe they'll invite you to come in and maybe, let's say, at a deacon workshop or at a seminarian meeting, just to be able to give a 10 or 20 or 30 minute talk about the Legion. You should also give a Legion handbook to every seminarian that you meet as a gift. And you can even, you know, do that at Mundelein or any of the seminaries. Just do that as a gift. Just find out how many seminarians they are and send 150 or 200 or whatever it is handbooks and to the rector and see if he'll give them out as a gift to each of the seminarians. Also, I'd recommend that you give them a copy of the booklet, The Priest and the Legion of Mary, which is over there on that table. I think it's over here as well. So give that to, you can give that to every priest, you can give that to every seminarian. Again, it's very, very helpful. It's only like a dollar, I think, and it's a great way to give that out, or $1.50, whatever it is. Give that out to each of your seminarians and deacons as well. I think the permanent deacons are going to be a great source for Legion spiritual directors, as well as religious sisters, too. So keep them in mind. Also, if a seminarian is assigned to your parish during the summer, get to know them and invite them to the Legion. They can be sort of acting spiritual director during the summer. And it's many seminarians that learn the Legion during their seminary and summer assignment that become some of our best future spiritual directors. So basically, let me just stop there and give you a chance to ask questions about juniors, intermediates, college students, young adults, or how to get more priests interested in the Legion. Let's open it up for your questions. Yes? How do you get more men in the Legion? Well, you just tell them that they will be blessed among women. They'll be just like the Blessed Mother. They'll be blessed among women. It took Father Zoll. It took him 2 years to get my dad in the Legion. So I know not a lot of you know that story. My dad was going to him for regular confession, spiritual direction, and Father Zoll told my dad, please, Bill, join the Legion of Mary. For 2 years he resisted, My dad tells a story that finally one day he went to confession and the priest said, "For your penance, join the Legion of Mary." I think it was more of a joke, but my dad took it to heart and he joined. He's been in now for over 55 years. So keep inviting the men. Hey, there's a lot of good things happening around the country because there's a lot of men's conferences and like Father Larry Richard's book, Be a Man, which is an excellent book for men and their spirituality. And Scott Hahn and Steve Wood and Marcus Grody and Jeff Cavins are doing a lot of for the men throughout the country. So more and more men are interested in the spiritual life and in evangelization. So you'll see more and more men joining the Legion because of that, because they want holiness and they want to evangelize. And the Legion has a perfect system to do that. So the best way is to pray. Of course, we'll talk about that tonight, about recruiting tonight. But pray and then invite and ask. And if you see men at daily mass or on Saturday after confessions, just go up to them and invite them. A lot of times they may think, oh, isn't that an organization just for women? Say no, it was founded by a man, Frank Duff. And the first presidium in America was a men's presidium in New Mexico. So just encourage them that way. A few more hands, in the back, and then. That's a wonderful suggestion. Let me just repeat that for all of you so you can hear it. When you give, let's say, example would be at the seminary, instead of just dropping a bunch of books off, if you could, let's say, get the name, if they'll be willing to give you the names of the seminarians, you could write them a card and give them a nice card, even in their handbook, maybe put the name in the handbook as well, so that way they won't just leave it at the seminary. You can have a beautiful inscription of their name in the handbook with a nice card saying, "This is a gift for you. We're looking forward to having you as a priest, for praying for you." So right, the personal touch. The more personal, the better. Yes? The question is, who can be a spiritual director? Of course, a priest, either a diocesan or religious priest. A religious sister can be a spiritual director, which would be a nun or a religious sister. A permanent deacon could be a spiritual director. Probably a transitional deacon as well, who's on his way to becoming a priest, could be a spiritual director because he does have holy orders. Strictly speaking, a seminarian or a layman would be, at least in the old handbook, was considered a tribune. I'm not even sure if they kept that word in the new handbook anymore, but that was like a lay spiritual director. So that would be how I would answer that, as far as I know. And any clarifications, maybe write to your correspondent, you know, Raymond, and see what he says about that. But that would be my understanding. Anybody, priest, deacon, or religious sister. Yeah. Yeah, the question is, what do you do, let's say, with a teenager that wants to join the Legion, but there is no junior presidium? Again, I would maybe put that in the next letter to your correspondent, you know, just at least ask what he suggests. I have a feeling that they would say, just try to get a junior presidium or intermediate presidium started, and just try to get that started. I'm not, as far as I know, a junior cannot, you know, belong to a senior meeting on a permanent basis. Maybe they could come like once or twice, you know, just to see what it's like, but they couldn't be a member of a senior presidium as far as I know. But again, you might want to get clarification from Dublin. Yes, Peter and Father? Yes, that's a great question. I'll be dealing with that tonight after dinner. My whole talk is on recruiting and on extension. I'm going to give you a ton of tips on how to do recruiting, so I'll answer that one tonight. But that's a great question. Yeah, Father.
We have our Spanish Presidium besides myself, there's 10 other adults. And I kind of joke about it, but it really impresses me. I say in Spanish, there's no word for babysitter, because they bring their kids to everything. So we have upwards of 10 kids sitting around the table. And the kids go on the Virgen Peregrina. St. Mary's Buffalo Grove is a Filipino group. They have four virgins out. We only have three. So every week, we have three different groups bring the pilgrim virgin to someone's home. And the children go with them. And they pray the rosary with them. And they get reports at the meeting. And they put it in the secret bag. And so when Conchita heard about it, they said, well, it's not good because the nature of some of what gets discussed at Legion meetings is a little tender, like of broken marriages or whatever. And I'd love to have a junior group separate. It's more work for the parents. You have your parents and your young people at the same time. And in fact, our Spanish Friday charismatic, they do that. They have adults in the chapel. They have teens in teen ministry. And then three kids doing coloring or whatever. But I don't know that I'll get them to come twice, because we'd need adults to run our youth presidium as well. But it's a curious thing. And fortunately, we had no screaming fights among the adults in the meeting. It's not an optimal situation, but it seems to kind of work at the present. But we've been doing this since October of 2010, where the young people sit at the table, they give their reports, and they do work. I sometimes, once in a while, go to the pilgrim version, and the kids will help lead their kids to the rosary. So I don't know how long it'll last. I tell them I'd like to get a youth presidium, but right now they're kind of sitting in an adult meeting, and it's upwards of 10.
Wow. Well, I mean, it sounds like you, with the seniors at a meeting, and if they bring their kids to that meeting, then it would just be a matter of getting another room and having a simultaneous meeting in the very next room. If you already have 10 adults, you just take two of them and you move them to the next meeting with all the kids, so they have their junior presidium. They could be meeting at the exact same time, so they're not coming out on a separate night. They would still do all the works with the seniors and with their parents. So, I mean, you already have, if you have 10 adults, it's just a matter of getting two of them to be willing to run the group, and you have an instantaneous junior presidium, which can then have discussion on their level, reports on their level, and they can still be doing exactly the same assignments and work with the seniors, because they're going to be going on Pilgrim Virgin and the elderly visits and all that as well. But that's thanks for the update on that. That's great. Yes. No, the two seniors, there's two choices. When you run a junior presidium, that could either be your assignment, right, to run the junior presidium, and then you attend the senior meeting and report back to the senior meeting. Okay, that's one way to do it. If that's the case, then running the meeting and doing the work with the kids is your assignment, and then you report back at your senior meeting. The other way to do it is you could have the two seniors belong to the junior presidium as president and vice president, and that is their meeting. That becomes their weekly meeting. And then they do 2 hours of work during the week, which they would, I'm sure, be doing anyway if they're driving the kids, picking them up, taking them to the nursing home, and that would be their assignment, is doing the work with the kids. But their meeting would be the junior presidium meeting. And they do not have to belong to a senior presidium. But, obviously, so that could be done, or they could belong to the senior group and then run the junior meeting and do work with the kids as their assignment. So those are the two ways. All depends on how much time they're willing to devote. Yes?
Now that Holy Saturday is 50 days in the fast, check with the RCA director for names of baptized students.
Yes, one of the great works for juniors is visiting families of newly baptized babies. It's a wonderful work. You get a list of all the families that just had their babies baptized, and the kids go with the seniors, of course, and they have beautiful miraculous medals and pictures, Sacred Heart and Immaculate Heart pictures, and they go and visit, and they get to see the baby, and they give the parents the miraculous medals and nice holy cards and a welcome, you know, into the Catholic Church, and the parents love it, and the kids love that assignment too.
Thank you.
Okay, good, yes.
I would like to share what I had with my junior, missionaries, and I have 8 years, spending time with them. It is a big sacrifice. I have to pick them up after school. 3 schools, 2 public schools and Catholic schools. And I have a very good partner, Brother Risto. And for 8 years, we did it for different. And now that they're in high school and college, because that was like, we started the junior missionaries 10 years ago. Now they're in college. I have no contact with them now, but Facebook. So we are contacting each other in Facebook, and they're very active in their own life, in college, in high school. So that is the result of the junior missionaries I have in Ferdinand. So now I'm teaching TCD. I was thinking to start another junior with a Catholic school at the CCD. Like Father said, if you have a contact with the children, go to the letter, you know, first grade and second grade, and stop with them. They like it. And the assignment I gave them every week is to bring their parents to church on Sunday. And now that they are big, the parents are coming with them because they have no response to come with them. So that was their assignment, bringing your parents to them. Because I know, they said, Sister Emma, my mom and dad did not go to church. That's your assignment. So today, the parents are coming with them. So do it, because the results will be very big. They will be very active in college and high school.
That's right. It is wonderful. It is challenging work to work with the juniors, but it does pay off because you're forming the future young leader, Catholic leaders of the country. So that is wonderful.
I have 15 average attendance of 15 every week, every Wednesday. And Thursday we go adoration. We have the Blessed Sacrament is exposed in the church, and that's one of their work is for adoration. So they are now doing adoration in their schools.
There's lots of junior Presidia. If you read in the handbook, there's a lot of suggestions for works for juniors. In addition to that, one of the things my sister has always done in running the juniors, which she's done now for over 30 years, actually almost 40 years, since 1973 was our first junior Presidium. They've had over 2,000 meetings of that junior Presidium, maybe 2,500. But we started in the Legion as kids. One thing that she would try to do as running the junior groups is at least 4 times a year, you get them to a fun social event, like your December reunion is an enjoyable social event. Make sure they come to that. The Acces is an important event, because afterwards, after the consecration and everything, then you have a nice reception and the kids have a nice time there. Then you have your outdoor function, remember? And your outdoor function, and they may take them to an amusement park. They may take them out, do something fun with them then. Then you have your September function around the Blessed Mother's birthday, so Our Lady's birthday party. So at least 4 times a year, you have March, you have the summer, you have the autumn with September function, and you have December with December reunion. And you may even be able to throw in maybe one more or two more just very simple, fun events for the kids. Take them out, you know, apple picking, or take them out bowling, or to a good, you know, Christian movie. So there might be something like that too, and that also helps with the fun and the social as well. So again, it's just a thought. Somebody asked a question about that earlier, and I wanted to make a comment that it is a wonderful idea to keep the kids once in a while with a fun social activity as well.
Well, I think for our young baptized adults are looking to what their faith is practice, what better way?
Yes, excellent point. Let me just make a comment about that. A great source of brand new legionaries are recent converts. So I can maybe talk about that tonight a little bit, but after people go through RCIA or RCIC, that's a good place to talk to them at that time about joining the Legion. There are many people that become Catholic at the Easter Vigil. They don't get involved in anything. No Bible study, no prayer group. So make sure you get the list if they're willing to give it to you. And about a month after they convert, go visit them, all the new converts, and invite them to join the Legion, because they really are, have a lot of fresh graces, are usually on fire for the faith, and are some of our convents, converts, make some of the best Catholics.
Can you ask the priest if they can be a spiritual director, and he will just tell you exactly, I am busy, what would be your follow-up questions?
So the question is, if you ask the priest to be the spiritual director, and they don't want to, what should you do? Well, it is a lay organization, so the Legion can do well. I mean, it can do okay even without, let's say, a weekly presence of the priest. But obviously, I don't think it'll ever necessarily really grow and flourish the way it could if you had the presence of the pastor and the priest. But the Legion is very sturdy. The Legion can continue to meet week after week, year after year, even without much pre-support. You know that, right? Because you have the Legion system, you have the handbook, you have the spiritual reading and discussion, you have this really beautiful Legion system. So if you don't have the support of the priest, well, then you can still become holy and still evangelize even without that. You could at least, though, encourage Father to just say, Father, we would like your blessing, that maybe he would be gradually able to come to the meeting for even for 5 minutes and to give you his blessing. That way he might hear a report, and hopefully he'll stay longer and longer each time. Maybe he'll even be willing to give the allocutio. That would be very important if he could do that. Especially if he could talk about the Legion and one of the Legion topics from the handbook. You don't really, it's better not to just have a rehash of the Sunday homily, which sometimes will happen, but encourage, if possible, that they give a allocutio on, let's say, one of the topics from the Legion handbook, especially maybe what was read at the meeting that night, if possible. So what you want to try to do is to, whenever a legionary makes their promise, let the pastor know or the priest know that you would really love to have the priest there when this legionary makes their promise. So they can witness the promise, and then they can give the person a blessing right after the promise. Maybe if they can't come every week, maybe they'd be willing to come once a month. Even say, Father, could you stop in for 10 or 15 minutes? Hear a couple reports, and when he comes in, you know, pick an assignment that might be appealing to him, let's say a door-to-door visit or something that might be of interest to him, and then encourage him to, if possible, lead the catena and give an allocutio. Just say just a five-minute talk on some topic, if possible, from the Legion handbook or spirituality, something on the Blessed Mother, something on evangelization. So that's what we try to do. And so if your presidium meeting is, bright and attractive and interesting, and you're doing good works, and he starts hearing that, wow, you visited this shut-in, and this person is thinking about coming back to the church, and this person came back to confession, that's how you get them hooked more and more. Because, wow, you're doing all this for free? That's pretty impressive. Because that's always in the back of his mind, and everything else has cost them money. They're doing this for free. So, okay, we have time for a couple more questions, maybe two or three more. Yes.
Just like the organization, that man and you, I know what's up with Wisconsin, I don't know if you're all in. But anyhow, they made 13 weeks before in the fall, another 13 weeks before the spring. And I went into it too. And I think one thing it does is gets you used to the weekly meeting. But what it's for is to make men better husbands and better fathers. And it's amazing, it does change them. And the last couple of little meetings, even before I was a little bit about the week I'm marrying, the last two is a little stronger about it. And I got three other men besides myself and one lady. So we had a group of five that just started, so I don't like to talk about
Well, it's a wonderful point.
And we're in the nursing home, and that's still going.
Good. See, that's a great example of a men's support group that are popping up all over the country. For example, like Cincinnati will have a men's conference, get 3,000 men, or in Philadelphia will have these men's conferences. So this is really a groundswell of men that are really starting to desire holiness and being, you know, good husbands and fathers. And many of them are into apologetics. And we'll talk about that later tonight, because apologetics is such a great thing, and the Legion gives them an opportunity to share their faith and to evangelize. Saw another hand somewhere over back there. Yeah.
When you consider an individual for a spiritual director, I think you have to kind of do a little research. Because, like, we have some priests that have no prayer. You know, priests support their needs. They are busy. And there's a difference between they can't and they won't. So we can kind of do the timeline and maybe figure out ways when they should come up. Because every other month, or kind of work around what they can do.
That's right, because in this day and age, there is a shortage of priests, and some of them do have two parishes or four parishes or a parish and a couple missions. So that's why at least you certainly don't have the meeting on the priest's day off. If you do that, you'll never see him. So try to stay away from his day off and try to have it on a more convenient night for him. And even if, as you said, maybe they can come in on occasion, that would be better than not showing up at all. Yes, over here.
Okay, I want to share that I worked with one of our pastors, a different director, and we have an attention meeting. And then we give a hunger supply to him. And then every twice a month, we have an advent, we have a TV presentation, we have an advent, and the church told him that we started our petition. We invited him once, and then afterwards, he said, you know, Friday is my day off, so I can't do the talk. So we invited outside priests or religious, like the priest from the peers or the religious sister from Dr. St. Paul. And then last week, he called me and said, actually, you don't have a meeting on Friday, but the church is closed because of the neighbor's summit. And I said, oh, okay. And then he said, you know, I can make one of your talks, your presentation. So I think that was a good, you know, sharing of interested, maybe he knew that we're inviting other priests because they cannot make it, or the other priests cannot make our presentation. So I don't know if he's kind of
okay, very good. Thanks. Yes.
I think it's been right for 40 years. And maybe I wasn't in Legion for the first preach, but I've been 42 years now. And the last preach didn't want to go to the door, coming out the door, nothing to do with it. Now we have another preach that needs it to get and be unpopular in the last year.
Well, sometimes the question is, has to do, what do you do when the pastor doesn't want you to doing door to door? Well, another way to phrase it is, don't use the word door to door. Say, Father, we'd like to do some home visitation. That sounds a lot better. Well, we'd like to do a free parish census for you. We would just like to knock on doors, and we would like to just see what religion the people are and welcome them to the church. And just don't say door to door, because people get a bad connotation, because it's Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons, and they just don't want door to door. But if you say, you mind if we do some home visits, home visitation, and or say we'd like to just do a parish census, and just, it's still door to door, you just give it a different title. So try that. That can work well. Okay, let's have a closing comment.
Prayer.
Closing prayer, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Over all God, amen. As the Father's join in giving a blessing, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thanks, God bless.